This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian forces are making a major effort to punch through Russian defensive lines in southeast Ukraine for a second day. Kyiv authorities say their forces are increasing offensive operations and making gains, but suggest some of the Russian announcements were misinformation, as speculation grows about a widely anticipated counteroffensive after more than 15 months of war. India opened an official investigation on Monday into its deadliest rail crash in more than two decades, as findings suggest signal failure caused the collision that killed at least 275 and injured more than 1,000 people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Trains resumed running on a repaired section of the line, crawling past mangled compartments and workers by the trackside. About 75 miles away in Kharagpur in West Bengal state, railway officials and witnesses gathered to submit evidence to a two-day inquiry led by the Rail Safety Commissioner. The Coromandel Express hit the stationary freight train at 80 miles per hour. That crash caused the engine and first four or five coaches of the moving passenger train to jump the tracks, topple and hit the last two coaches of a train heading in the opposite direction at a similar speed.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The White House said on Monday actions by China in the Taiwan Strait and South China Sea raises the risk of an error when someone gets hurt.
Sadly, these are part and parcel of an increasing level of aggressiveness by the PLA, the PRC's military, particularly in the area of the Taiwan Straits and in the South China Sea.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan takes his presidential oath for a third time, as analysts predict foreign policy will be a priority amid Turkey's ongoing veto of Sweden's NATO membership bid. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
Ankara's opposition to Sweden's membership bid comes as Ankara pledges to deepen ties with Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin was among the first to congratulate Erdogan's latest electoral success. Putin gave Erdogan significant financial support during his presidential election, deferring billions of dollars in energy payments to support the beleaguered Turkish economy. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. weather scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say carbon dioxide levels in the air continue to rise. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The cause of global warming is showing no signs of slowing as heat-trapping carbon dioxide in Earth's atmosphere increased to record highs in its annual spring peak. Arlen Andrews, the Greenhouse Gas Monitoring Group leader for NOAA.
That trend is very concerning.
Andrews adds emissions used to increase by maybe one part per billion per year, but now they are increasing at twice and even three times that rate, depending on whether there is an El Nino. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. investigators say it'll take days to gather highly fragmented debris from a small plane that flew over the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and crashed in nearby Virginia, killing four people. Aviation officials said Monday the pilot and three passengers were killed and the plane was quote-unquote destroyed in the crash. NTSB investigator told reporters Monday it'll take at least 3 to 4 days for investigators to reach the remote crash site. U.S. regulators sued Binance and its CEO on Monday for allegedly operating a web of deception, piling further pressure on the world's biggest cryptocurrency exchange and sending Bitcoin to its lowest in almost 3 months. The Securities and Exchange Commission complaint listed 13 charges against Binance, CEO Changpeng Zhao, and the operator of its purportedly independent U.S. exchange. The SEC alleged Binance artificially inflated its trading volumes and diverted customer funds, as well as failed to restrict U.S. customers from its platform and misled investors about its market surveillance controls. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.